Chapter 13, Technique to Overcome Communication Barriers. Constant effort is needed at both the levels, as the barriers tend to build up in the organizational setup and personally among individuals. When we say both the levels, it means between the top management and subordinates. Perceptions, ideally, they're in the minds of individuals, need to be eliminated at times. Another important aspect, as far as thought process, attitude, views and ideas are concerned. Discussion, open door policy, free flow of communication will definitely improve communication in an organization. Organizational efforts. When we talk of organizational efforts, cohesive organizational culture, we focus here on the cohesion and bonding which takes place in an organization. The communication media, the channels, communication environment and policy, and regular dissemination of information and motivational messages are the elements of communication. When I say channels of communication, a simple message can be put forward face to face, there can be a meeting, whereas a complex message ideally can be put forward as written communication, since the sentences have to be concise and to the point. When we ideally talk of policy, a proper induction program whereby the employees are given information about the rules, regulations and policies of that company or organization. Motivation. One very important aspect for all the employees in the organization. Ideally, motivation training sessions will keep the morale of the employees at a level whereby they are motivated to put in more effort, achieve goals and their objectives. Media. The media of internal communication are within the control of the administration. Notice board and bulletin board are effective when they are placed at easily visible locations, up to date, well organized and neatly laid out. Short, concise and in simple language. When we talk of notice board and bulletin board, ideally it is a surface intended for posting information to the people in that organization. Notice board and bulletin board is one way of communicating a message to all the people in the organization. It will be concise because it is related to a particular topic. When we talk of notice board and bulletin board, yes, an important aspect is the location. At a place whereby everybody can have easy access to read what is put up. The movement of communication is easy and quick when the organization is well connected. How do we realize that an organization is well connected? First and foremost, the message which is going to the people in the organization. Is it absorbed effectively by the receivers? Are they able to comprehend, or do we need to use other channels of communication? So, when we talk of communication which is easy and quick, channels of communication, of course, is one important aspect. Another important aspect is that we ideally today, with technology, make effective use of communication to people at all levels in the organization. For example, email. It is one aspect of communication which is easy and quick. The intranet is the most modern way of having all members of an organization connected. When you talk of intranet, it is a computer network. Ideally, whereby information is given to all the employees within an organization. That's where intranet is, for the people within the organization. When you talk of email, of course, digital way of communicating. Email helps dissemination and exchange of information throughout the organization. Ideally, email is one effective way of sending messages, forwarding messages, various ways to connect to people within the organization as well as outside the organization. When you talk of intranet or when you talk of email, besides these two, what are the various ways whereby internal communication can take place? Take for example, internal blog, BLOG, whereby we are yet having people within the organization who are communicating with each other. But blog is a social media. Well-trained and disciplined humans are good carriers of messages, both oral and written. When we say well-trained and disciplined pupils, it also means that the pupil has enough knowledge and idea as to what exactly is the message which he needs to convey to somebody in the organization. Office procedures have to be laid down to ensure that messages and information reach the concerned people at a proper time. When I say reach the concerned people at a proper time, ideally there should be no delay or loss of information. One very important aspect, when you talk of proper time, that means a message which is ideally sent at a required time. There has to be no delay as far as conveying it to another person is concerned. Meetings of the task teams, departments and all staff are needed to ensure that information and motivational messages reach their intended audience. That means any information, it could be a meeting which has to take place in the next half an hour. It could be ideally having a conversation with managers, say the finance manager, the marketing manager. So, when we talk of information, it is conveyed in an appropriate manner. If there's an urgency, it is put forward appropriately, and thus the objective will be achieved. Channels. The channel of information, that is who received what information through whom, is an important aspect of communication. Who received what information through whom? Ideally, whenever information goes from subordinate to top management or top management to subordinate, the content, a very important aspect, any doubts or any questions can be resolved. Say there's a crisis in an organization. What will be the focus on? The subordinate will ideally convey the message to the person at top management. What will the next aspect be? Finding a solution, resolving the problem, and thus living up to the expectations of the people in the organization. When we talk of channels, when it is confidential information, face-to-face communication seems most effective. Yes, if there is no possibility of having a face-to-face communication, then of course, telephonic conversation is the next step. Information and messages must go through proper channels. Communication can be passed downward in a meeting, so that everyone receives it at the same time in the same environment. When information is going from top management to subordinates, and if it is a meeting, yes, the person or the people who are at the receiving end, all of them ideally will be present. And there will be no loss of information. because it is not going from person A to person B, then from person B to person C. One aspect here is that people who are present in the meeting have to be active listeners. When we talk of channels, suggestion schemes are meant to overcome the status block and loss of information that can occur in upward movement of communication. When I say upward movement of communication, it's going from subordinate to top management. So fear and shyness, very often that fear will not let you communicate effectively. Very often that fear will actually make you forget your creative ideas. So one has to realize that this is the best opportunity I can get to put forward my innovative thought process. When we talk ideally of upward communication, one aspect is looked into, and that is whether it's going from person C to B and from B to A. Our ideas need to be communicated effectively. Our ideas, whether it's going directly from subordinate to top management or whether it's going via somebody, have to be put forward appropriately. The system of internal communication has to be checked constantly to make sure that there is no undue delay in conveying information. It so happened that an organization here in India received an email from one of the countries abroad. The email reached here to that person in the morning at 2. By the time the person responded, it was next morning 11. He realized he lost out on the deal. Why? Because of time difference, delay in responding. So it is extremely important that as far as responding is concerned, there should be no delay. Communication policy. Every organization will ideally have this set of rules, regulations, which should be put forward in a direct and transparent manner to all the people working in that organization. Also, when you talk of the information, it is given in a systematic manner. Here we are talking of how we overcome the problem of grapevine. Grapevine is rumor or gossip in any organization. Ideally, if information is given appropriately to individuals, then there will be lesser doubts since all the clarifications will be resolved. So, it is of great importance that in every organization, information is put forward in a manner whereby individuals have easy access to all the details, rules, regulations, policies. Also, if at all any changes in the organization, say the organization has completed 25 years and now they decide to launch a new product. So, every individual ideally will be informed that they have other plans. So it is extremely important that they are updated with all what is going on in the organization. Attending to members' needs. When we talk of attending to members' needs, one aspect is maintaining continuous and proactive communication. Even if there's internal friction among employees, it is necessary to resolve all the issues. The competence and state of health of the members of the organization affects communication among them. Arranging for the training of all staff in the skills of speaking, writing, reading and listening is an aspect of the administration's policy about communication efficiency. Healthy competition is necessary, but as we said, that if it leads to internal conflicts or conflicts between people who are colleagues, ideally it can create unrest in the atmosphere. When we talk of arranging for training of all staff, even today we have a few organizations who are ideally providing training on written and spoken English to the people in that organization. Because ideally, when you talk of written English, a lot of communication takes place via email. So the focus is how to write formal messages, how to write formal messages in a concise manner, how to ideally write a formal message whereby there's clarity of thought process or clarity of words which you wish to convey. Many organizations provide medical aid, gymnasiums and recreation for the staff in an effort to keep down stress levels. Yes, in today's day and age, stress is one aspect which ideally takes a toll on many people as far as work is concerned. So, gymnasium or a meditation hall ideally can ideally, sorry, so gymnasium, meditation hall can ideally be of great help to relieve stress as far as work is concerned. Individual efforts. Yes, we work in an organization as a team, as well as individually. But first and foremost, I need to be aware of my own barriers as far as communication is concerned, of my barriers as far as probably preconceived notions, judgments are concerned. Individuals have to become aware that their communication skills need improvement and that their skills can be improved mainly by their own conscious effort. A person has to first become aware. Once you are aware, you will realize that it becomes easier for you to improve your flaws. Why? Because when you're aware that this is a problem with me, I need to improve on this, then it is easier to achieve that. Take for example, you're never punctual and you do realize that you have to start being punctual. How do you condition yourself? How do you ideally improve on that? See, if you have to reach for a meeting at 1, you assume that the meeting is at 1:45. So that you start conditioning yourself that wherever I need to reach, I should keep a margin of 15 to 20 minutes or say half an hour. Emotions play an important role in communication. It is very important not to emotionally lash out while we are working. It is extremely important not to ideally display our emotions. Awareness and effort to avoid them can help a good deal. If you are aware that I cannot get overtly emotional, if you ideally explain to yourself that I'm at work, I need to bring a balance with my emotions and thought process, then it becomes easier for you to tackle situations which are stressful. Most people put in effort to see others' point of view and to become sensitive to the thoughts and feelings of others. This is a very important aspect, that it's not about the I attitude, it's the you attitude. I am willing to look into what the other person thinks or feels. Training and careful practice in writing can enhance the ability to create and send effective messages. If you're probably sending emails every day, say 5 to 7 emails a day, over a period of time, you will realize that it is easier for you to write concise messages. Your written communication is improved. You're realizing your own mistakes, and thus there will be great improvement. Feedback skills. What is feedback? Information about the past or present which influences the same phenomena. When I say information about the past or present, For example, you worked for a project in your organization. There were four of y'all in that group. When the person at top management asks you questions as to how were the people in your group coordinating and participating, were they interactive? So that is where we say information. Now, when you give information or details, your information will ideally affect the situation. For example, if you have a negative feedback about Mr. A, then ideally for the next project, Mr. A may not be involved. Mr. A may not be asked to ideally participate. Arrange for feedback by giving adequate time. Always give enough time to people who are expected to respond as far as feedback is concerned. Asking questions to find out what has been understood. Making the listener summarize what is understood. Take for example this situation. The people in a group ideally give instructions to a team. There are three people in a group. They give instructions to a team. How do we figure out that the people have understood what is explained to them? So we ask two or three individuals from the team to summarize so that we get an idea as to what they have actually understood. If a person has missed out an important point, it means that he's either forgotten that aspect, or he's overlooked that point, or it slipped out of his mind. So feedback ideally is a very necessary step. The guidelines to express your responses are: give feedback immediately or soon after the event. We cannot have a long gap as far as feedback is concerned. Because of various reasons, if you're expected to give feedback, it should be immediate. So that if you hold on to a negative feedback for a long time, you may become far more judgmental and evaluative. So, soon after the event, give feedback in a positive manner. There is something called constructive criticism. When you criticize not with a negative attitude. Did Mr. A coordinate and participate? Well, not really. When I give that kind of an answer, it's vague. But if I give an answer whereby I say, Mr. A did not coordinate at all times. Mr. A was not responsive always. So I'm giving a direct feedback. I'm not being evaluative. I'm not being overtly critical. Be specific, neither general nor vague. Be descriptive. I describe, not evaluative. I am not coming up with judgments. Give feedback on what the other person said and did. Give feedback only on those aspects which the person can control and correct. Ideally, when I give feedback, I give it with an intention so that the other person will improve. I do not give feedback with a motive where I want to ideally take revenge. I do not give feedback with a motive whereby I feel the other person may be far more successful than me, so I spoil his or her reputation. Give feedback only on those aspects which the person can control and correct. Restrict feedback to one or two important points at a time. And be sure of your own motive in giving feedback. See, giving feedback ideally is a skill. We need to ideally put ourselves in a manner whereby we do not get overtly critical and thus criticize to an extent whereby it may be offending another individual. Receiving feedback means arranging for and making effort to find out how your communication has been received by the audience. Say ideally, I probably have a meeting with people who have purchased shares from my company. That will be a heterogeneous population whereby people with different mindset, views will come together. You need to be able to receive and accept feedback without feeling threatened. I need to have the capacity to accept reality. I should not feel threatened if someone is critical of me. In fact, we should introspect if ideally a person criticizes us. Seek and receive feedback with a genuine desire to improve. Be non-defensive, guard against overreacting. Seek clarification and ask for specific instances. Think over the received feedback. Yes, it is very important to ask for instances. If someone is ideally giving a feedback about you, it is best to get your doubts clarified by asking the person to give instances, to give examples, so that you look into that situation, you introspect, you realize, and thus you improve. It is useful for everyone to develop feedback skills. It improves interpersonal relationships and improves communication in the organization. One way to improve relationships is through not being over defensive when people are ideally giving feedback. Improving cross-cultural communication. When we talk of cross-cultural communication, people from various cultures think, hear, and interpret in different manners. When we talk of cross-cultural communication, constructing and organizing knowledge is perceived and followed differently as far as different cultures are concerned. People from different cultures evaluate and interpret differently. Try to place yourself in the other's role, values, and frame of reference. I need to put myself in the other person's place to understand how he or she thinks. Improving cross-cultural communication. Diplomatic missions of different countries conduct seminars and courses to introduce their culture and customs to the people who are about to visit or receive visitors from their country. Experience helps people who make visits to many countries in the course of their work. Ideally, it is the experience, the knowledge, which helps you to look into the various customs and cultures of people belonging to different countries. This will also help you to improve your communication with people from different backgrounds. When we say help you improve communication with people from different backgrounds, it means that we focus on how to communicate effectively, we focus on being concise so that it's easily understood by the other person or people, and we ideally focus on conveying the message in a manner whereby the receiver understands and does not filter any of the aspects put forward, even though our perceptions differ. We wind up with chapter 13. Thank you.